The land of possibilities. In our minds, there is a land of possibilities. So, again, take off your glasses, make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes and let's take some nice deep breaths. Drop down again from your head to your heart space. And as you're feeling your body sensations, taking some nice long exhalations. Because when I exhale all the way out, my energy starts to literally drop out of my head down into my heart. That's why so many people don't take long exhalations. Because in the heart sometimes there's loss. Don't want that. And below the heart is the diaphragm. All of our fears. So take a long, long exhalation and let the energy run through your heart, releasing the stress and the tension in the diaphragm. Moving down towards your feet so that we can feel the top of our head and the bottoms of our feet. And the support below us, the support above us, and the support in our energy field all around us, blending with everybody in this room, and of course going out beyond that. We are all one. We have similar stuff. So here we are in this body. And I want you each to review the very simple, don't get caught in your mind about it, the simple sentence, as you feel your body, your negative pretend. Say it to yourself. One simple sentence. Because we're going to take that sentence back through our history and through our ancestors' history. We're not going to dwell on it yet. We'll come back to our history, but look at where it came to you in your childhood, this negative pretend. Just briefly look at it, and then look at your grandparents. Did they have a similar thing going somewhere? And then go back to your great-grandparents. And you may not be able to see it specifically, but look at the three things: love, sex, money. Did they have trauma that made them feel like you feel with your negative pretend? You may not even know how they felt, but if you know the trauma they went through, you might imagine that they felt the same way you do. And now come back to your childhood, your trauma, how that negative pretend was ingrained and marked in your body and in your psyche. I want you to look at a couple different experiences with some adult, it could be your parents, could be a teacher, a friend of the family, or it could even be a fellow student. Take a couple instances and look at it. Your negative pretend. Marking you because you are so sensitive, you're so open to what other people say to you. And now I want you to take the first thing, the main thing. That main experience. Who was it with? Who was it that first told you your negative pretend? And as you experience that, know that you're a little child. You do not have the amount of energy in your body to combat this. But today you do. So I want you to just start to use just sound, no words, to say to that person who you are, who you truly are. That you are not this negative thought or pretend. Start by just saying, ah, ah, all the way to the end of the breath. Ah, ah, open your mouth and let the energy of the sound come out. Ah, and let it grow. Grow into a sound that has your strength. Grow louder, louder, louder. Is it a little different? Is it a lot different? As you look at your negative pretend, what are you feeling in your body now? Is it little? A little different? A lot different? Let's try it again. Start with, ah, all the way to the end of the breath. Is who you are now. So now I want you to change that negative pretend. Pretend the adult is a different mother, father, teacher, whoever. It's the same person, but a different part of them. A different mother, a different father. Father number two, mother number two, teacher number two. It's part of them. But they aren't in touch with it. and let them tell you the positive affirmation, the exact opposite of what they told you, the exact opposite of what this situation told you. And notice, as they're telling you this, what do you feel in your body? Can you feel the positive pretend? Come up into your present life and say your positive pretend to yourself. I feel your body. Feel how it is. Pretend that it is happening right now. It is changed, it has changed your life. How are you different? Life is a pretend. Everything in our lives is a pretend. Can you pretend that is a year from now, and you have been pretending your positive pretend for a whole year? How is your life different? Mm-hmm. How are you different? What is happening? Feel it. feel your positive pretend. How are you in your life? How are you with other people? How are you in yourself? How are you loving yourself? Other people feel it. If you love yourself, now pretend it's 5 years from the day you sat in Susan's basement and changed this negative pretend. You have been living it for 5 years. Yes, Barbara, 5 years of living your positive pretend. What's happening in your life? How are people seeing you? How are you feeling? And when you're ready, you can wiggle your toes and fingers, take a nice deep breath, and come back to the room. Mm-hmm.